Okay, we're holding. Let's pick up from Dalab Madalev at the bottom. Some more questions. The scenario where you're putting the item into the hands of the Balabayas, only sticks his hands inside and puts it into the hands of the Balabayas. Or the Balabayas reaches out and puts it into the hand of the Oni, or the Oni takes from the hand of the Balabayas. So all these scenarios, these chayiv, but you're putting and placing at the hand is not 4x4, and we know that the Akira and the Hanocha have to be on a place which is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. So Mor says going like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds Kutuk Misha Huncha, which means he's chayiv while it's still in the state of being in the air, and that fact that it's chayiv even said in the air indicates he does not need a hanocha on dalad by dalad. He holds it's in the air, that doesn't need hanocha by dalad by dalad. Okay, so we're at the bottom line of dalad and dalad of the memra. So Mor says, do you mean to say this is Rabba's teretz? The pshitale of the Rabba, that Rabba finds it obvious, the bekluta kamisha huntcha damya uvatoich asara pliki, that the mchlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is whether a kluta kamisha huntcha or not, and we're talking about it's going through the Rishas HaRabim below the height of 10 tefachim. So it's Rishas HaRabim only extends till 10 tefachim, so you can only discuss kluta kamisha huntcha in the Rishas HaRabim if it's less than 10 tefachim high, obviously. And they're arguing, beneath the height of 10 tefachim, do you say kluta? And Rikiba says you do, and Chama say you don't. Now that seems to be how Rabbi is presenting it over here, that Rikiba is kluta kamisha huntcha, and which would answer our kasha, but you see, he holds that's the explanation. But the Mor's question is, what's wrong with that? For me, boy, Rabba, in another place, seemed to have this as a question. He wasn't sure how to interpret the Machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Was the Machlokes as we just said, or maybe there's another way there's an alternative explanation of the Machlokes, and Rabba was not sure which way to look to say. What's his alternative? The boy Rabba has the following question. The Matav Yod Pligi, are they arguing beneath the height of 10 tefachim? Well, Behal Pligi and the Mechlekes is in the following. The Rekiba Sarva Kluta Kemisha Huntra Damya, Rabban and Sarva Lormir and Kluta Kemisha Huntra Damya. That should be a kid, not a bit. I mean, I said the base, which should be a chav. The Chabad Rebbe says you say Kluta, and therefore we're looking at it as if it was left Rishas HaYochid, was enveloped in the Rishas HaRabim, less than 10 Tvachim, and then it continued on from the Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYochid. So even though it went from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaYochid, it never landed in the Rishas HaRabim. Well, it did land. We look at it in the Loch as if it landed in the Rishas HaRabim. Chabad says, you don't look at it like that. So it went from Rishas HaYochid to Rishas HaYochid. So where was the Malacha? So that's how one way to understand the Machlokes. According to this explanation, according to this explanation, had the trajectory of the item been above 10 tefachim, which is considered a makom patur, so both Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham would say you're potter, because it's not possible to say klutu kamisha huncha in the Rishas HaRabim when it's flying above the Rishas HaRabim. That's now, and then he throws in this line over here.
Or even if it was, so what?
It's called it in Rishas Matur, right? You can't take Kulta in the Rishas Rabbah. Tuliyama lo yafin and zarek emotions. And everybody agrees that you cannot learn out the act of Zrika from the act of Hoshata. Now, I mentioned to you last week that since in the arrangement of the golas in the when they were transporting the Mishkan, they set up the golas in one here, one here, one here, one here, two parallel rows. They would unload the Mishkan, they would pass it to the first golas, and from the first golas they would pass it to the second golas. So the Mor learns out later on that there is a melacha of Hishota, which goes, he's passing from a Shusha Yachid, each one of the golas was a Shusha Yachid. You're passing it from one agola to the other. It's Hoshata from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaYachid. And the gola was 10 tefachim high. So you're passing above the height of 10 tefachim. But that malacha is high. So if an item starts out on Rosh Hashanah and it's passed to another Rosh Hashanah above the height of 10 Tefachim, he's chayiv as if he was maver in Rosh Hashanah. So that's Hashanah. We're discussing Zarek over here. You don't announce Zarek from Hashanah. You have to do it exactly the way it was done on the Mishkan. It's a Chiddush. It's above 10 Tefachim, still it's chayiv. That Chiddush is only by Hashanah, not by Zarek. You cannot learn out Zarek from Hashanah.
How do we know that the Rishis Rabbim only 10?
Halacha Moshe V'Sinai.
I mean, because the Agolos, you know, might suggest that assumption about 10 is off.
But it's not an assumption. It's halacha. So, or you know, it's a fact. You know, the more states that it's a fact throughout the parish, the Masechta. But from my understanding, it's a halacha Moshe V'Sinai.
Who said it?
I did. Okay.
You said someone.
The assumption is. Okay. Dilma, the Mor says that's one explanation. This is Rabbi talking. Or possibly the Ma'alim Ayyud Pligi. The Mechlekes is above 10 Tvachim. And this is the Mechlekes. The Rekiba Sabri Yafin and Zarek memberships. But in the Sabri Lo Yafin and Zarek memberships. The argument is the Halach of Moshe specifically in the doing the act of passing as opposed to the act of throwing. Some say yeah, that it's only specifically Moshet and Zarek would be different. And Rekiba says that no, that Zarek also can be learned from Moshet and Zarek from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid above the height of 10 Tefachim will be Chayiv. That's what we're learning out from Moshet. It's possible to transfer from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid through a Rosh Hashanah above a Rosh Hashanah Rabin better, and that's Chayiv. That would be the Lima. So I will amat the Mayud, but according to this version of the Mechalik is seen with Rebekiv and the Chachamim. What about Lamat the Mayud? I can tell you, Direk Kol Chayiv, my time, Amina Klutu Kemisha Huntra Damya. Everybody holds a Klutu Kemisha Huntra, possibly, according to this version. So according to this version, our Mishnah makes sense according to everybody. So Rabbi, who presented that the Mishnah is like Rebekiv, out Klutu Kemisha Huntra, it seems to me that his explanation, you see over here that he's not really clear exactly what Rabbi Kiva's halacha is. So, why do you present it as such? Now, I mean, the question is that possibly it's Rabbi Kiva, and possibly it's not only Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Kiva and also the Chachamim. Those are the two versions. I mean, so you could argue, he said, it's at least Rabbi Kiva. It's at least Rabbi Kiva. The Mor says, Holokasha, Bosadi, Boy, Hodder, Ifshitole. The fact that he said it was such a conviction, sounds like he was clear about it. The answer is because he was. You're quoting to me a question which he had, which eventually he came to a resolution. And he said, no, apparently he felt that this, the Mechalikas, was the summer of Rekiva, Kutuk Kemishah Hunchadamya, Rekiva was Kutuk Kemishah Hunchad, the Chama hold not. That was the Mechalikas. So that was his final, you know, assumption on that Mechalikas. Okay. So now let's think about this. This idea. So he learned out, we're learning out from the fact that he holds Kutuk Kemishah Hunchad, indicates that you don't need it to be placed on a 4x4. So in the scenario where the Ani put his hand in and put it onto the hand of the Baal HaBayis, even though the hand of the Baal HaBayis is not 4x4, that's okay. He'd be chayiv. We also have a case where the Ani sticks his hand in and takes it off the hand of the Baal HaBayis, and he's also chayiv, or vice versa with the Baal HaBayis, where you're doing an akira from less than dalit al dalit. Now, do we know what Rabbi Kiva would hold in regards to that? Maybe you've proven that Hanocha does not need a surface of 4x4 to put it onto. However, to take it off of, maybe you do need a surface of 4x4. Rashi learns that the Morris question was Rav Kiva's language is that he's mechayev. Now, theoretically, if you're cooked to Mishahun Chodamya, really you should be chayev shtayim. It left Rosh Hashayachid and landed Rosh Hashayachid. Well, then it also left Rosh Hashayachid and landed Rosh Hashayachid. Right? According to Bekiva, we look at it as if it landed in Rosh Hashayachid, that Rosh Hashayachid's enveloping it as if it landed there. Well, but it also did continue, so there was a Kiran Anacha. But he only says Mechayev, which sounds like he's only Chayev once. So we could say, aha, you know why he's only Chayev once? Because Hanacha is Chayev in those circumstances. So he did an Akira on the Shazayachid, he did an Akira on the Shazayachid. But now, it's going from the Shazayachid to the Shazayachid, it's going an Akira from this place which isn't Dalit al Dalit, and that's no good. That's what Rashi says. In other words, we're just, without getting involved in any type of Swara, why we should differentiate between Akira and Anacha, but it seems to indicate from Rekiva's Halacha that that's what he holds. How is this? Says, I could give you another reason why Rekiva will hold you not chayiv, because there's a discussion later on whether you chayiv, I mean, discussing chatos. Hitzah is the av, hachnos is the tolda. You not chayiv korban chatos and the tolda together with the av. So that's why it's not chayiv shtayim. So the reason why he throws it out, lands, and it's just rabim, quote unquote, right? Even though there's a dalet al-dalet, and he's chayev achatis for hitzah. Now, it continues on, and it leaves that, and it goes into Rishos HaYochid, it does hachnosa. So he said, of course it's not chayev shtayim. So it's a sort of hachnosa. So what is it? That can't be the reason. So Tosis says...
What's that?
Correct. So, Tosis says, if you look at the source, remember we said that the source for the malach of hitzah was that Pasuk, they were bringing the Nadabas to the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, do not do any more malacha, which the Chazal and Hashem is referring to the malacha of taking from your home to the Mishkan. So we could argue that the example of the Pasuk was that they started out with an item which was in their home. That's a Mokam Dalal Dalal. It was in their tent, in their box at home. And then they brought it and they put it into the hands of the Levi. Oh, great. So Akira was from Mokam Dal Al Dal. Hanukkah was into the hands of the Levi. So I could say, if you want to just go back to the paradigm of the Malacha, it was Akira from a Dal Al Dal and a Hanukkah onto less than Dal Al Dal. So I could, if I see what Rekiva saying, you don't need Hanukkah and Dal Al Dal, I could suggest that the reason why he's saying it is because if you look at the paradigm, that's what's going to happen. I do not know Akira based on that. So that's Tosis says that's one theory. Second theory, Tosis says that the makor for the malach of Hitzog, the alternative makor is from the pasuk al yotzi ish mim kaimoi, with Ashan al yotzi ish mim kaimoi. So Gaval is al yotzi ish mim kaimoi. Don't be moitzi from its makor.
Know that you don't need an Akira.
So Akira was from a Malkum, it says. So you can't be Moitzi Mimikarma. Good. It says Akira needs Dalal Dalit. Where you go to, it doesn't say where you have to go to. So Rekiva says, Hanukkah, give me a lesson Dalal Dalit. But Akira maybe still needs Dalal Dalit. So the fact that Hanukkah is less than Dalal Dalit is no indication that Akira is less than can be from less than Dalal Dalit. That's how Tosfos goes. Alternatively, you can go with, in Svara, there's sugyas, which we'll see later on a little bit, and the more it comes up more when we learn Erevin, that they have an achshavei. So the application to Rekiva's din is a little bit difficult. But when I put it down somewhere, and that's where I want to put it, so that itself gives it a certain chashivas. So maybe you don't need dalal dalal for the place where I put it, because that's where I want it to go. So I don't need dalal dalal for that. But I can't choose where I'm taking it from. Right? So I can't say, well, since I picked it up from that place, different place is kosher. No. Wherever it was. And I took it from that place. So that to have this type of status of mokum, where I'm taking it from, we spoke about the idea that it has to start out in a place, and you're removing it from that place, and taking it out of its place. It has to start with a place. That needs dalal dalal. where's its new place? Wherever I want it to be, that'll be its new place. So maybe Hanocha doesn't need Dalal Adal, whereas Akira would still need Dalal Adal. Okay, Mora says, you're right. Mora says, you know what, you're right. I can't prove from Rekiva that there's no need for Hanocha and Dalal Adal, no need for Akira from a Dalal Adal. That's not inherent in Rekiva's statement. And our Mishnah seems to indicate both are true. Both Akira does not need Dalal Adal, nor Hanocha needs Dalal Adal. Elomar Rav Yosef, here, let's see Rashi. Are we current from the Rashi from the bottom of the Aleph? I don't think so. Yeah, we're holding the Rashi Mel Gavim Elkam Dalet. Mel Gavim Elkam Dalet. So Rashi the Havit Choshev. It's a significant place. It's a significant place, and therefore his placing there is a placing, and his removing is a removing. The other law, Malkam Dalas, where a hand is not four by four. Tani Lovan Snisen, Bain Lakira, Bain Lahanocha. The Mishnah says, however, it works for Akira and Anocha. Tani Menosan, the Sechyodos, Shabalabayas. So the only put it into the hands of the Balabayas. Rehanocha, so you see, he put it on a hand. Or, Oish and not to me, Tani took it from the hand of the Balabayas. So Rehakira. So the answer is Kluta. Kluta Chavitz. The Chavitz is considered that it's been absorbed in the Mishnah Sarabim. However, Niklat Ravirish of Mishnah Sarabim, Kimisha Huntra Besechahu. Being in the airspace of the Shazam is if it's in the Shazarabim. It's as if it's placed there. Baba Gadlo Noch, even though it has not actually settled. They're arguing B'Tech Yud. Dilan Malam Yud, Lav Abra Shazarabim, who? Ella Abra Mokim Batur, who? Bafilo Kluto Leka. So above 10 Tvachim. So Rashi says, you can't tell me it's Kluto in the Abra of the Shazarabim, because there ain't no Abra of the Shazarabim. Now the language of Rashi here sounds like it's not Kluta at all. In other words, the idea of Klita has to be in a place. If the whole logic behind the Malkam Patur that it's not really a place, the argument of Malkam Patur is like it's a non-place. So you can't say Kluta on a non-place. That would be oxymoronic. It's being absorbed into nothingness, I guess. Right? There's nothing to absorb it into. Philosophical question, right?
Yeah, but you also can place it in a Malkam Patur.
But it's not, the logic behind placing Malkam Patur is not considered placed.
Yes, so what was so you can have a Kluta that it's...
But it's not considered placed there. So you can't say it's placed and it's absorbed into nothingness. There's nothing to absorb it into. Okay. Zerk Mim Moshit. Dila Bim Moshit Mishas HaYachad Rishas HaYachad Derech Rishas HaRabim. We know when he passes from one Rishas HaYachad to another Rishas HaYachad, above Rishas Rabbim, I feel the Malam and Yud, even above 10 Tvachim, Kamalam and Perka Zark, the Chayim. It's Chayim, that case is Chayim. The Olive, we learn out Megolash Shal Midbar from the Golis, Shemashit and Esa Kroshim, Mizal Lizal, they pass the Kroshim of the Mishkan from one Agola to the next. Behem Rishas Yachad, they were considered Rishas Yachad. Ubeinayim, and between them was Rishas Rabbim. So they would pass them, but Veloha Yuzarkim or something, they couldn't throw them. Shlo Yuzkalkalu, because he didn't want them to get damaged. Apparently, one place Rashi says he couldn't throw because of the weight. Alternatively, Rashi says, you know, logically they weren't throwing. They were 10 amas tall. They were an amma and a half wide, and they were an amma thick. And they were layered with gold, and they were wood inside. You know.
Weren't they considered holy? Why would you throw something holy anyway?
That's true too. Right? Rashi's saying, I know for sure that they didn't do it because Shalit's calculated that they were afraid there'd be any damage to them. So that's the case of Hoshata. So you can't learn out. I mean, that wasn't the case. The case wasn't Zrika. It was clearly Hoshata. We now want to know, even though that's so, but maybe we have a right to learn out that Zrika would create the same din or not. Okay. Rashi says, Hanocha mi d'ktoni Rabbi Kiva mechayiv. Rabbi Kiva says he's chayiv, so you know we do not need Hanocha. Aval akira boy, but you do need akira mel gami mokam dalet. You do need akira from a dalet. Mi d'loi k'toni Rabbi Kiva mechayiv shtayim. Rekiba says you don't need, you're not chayav twice, once for Akira, once for Hanocha, once for Hatzah, once for Hachnasa. Sounds like that we look at the Hakira different than the Hanocha. Okay. So the Mor says at this point in time, we feel that Rekiba is not going to be the Tana of our Mishnah, which is going to address the issue of a need of Dalet al Dalet, or lack of a need of Dalet al Dalet, both for Akira and for Hanocha. Ela Amar Rav Yosef, the first wide line, Hamani Rebihi. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rebihi. And Rebihi holds you don't need Akira, you need neither Akira nor Hanocha from a Makam Dal Al Dal. Where it says, Hi Rebbe, which Rebbe do you have in mind? When you say it's Rebbe, what statement of Rebbe are you referring to that indicates that he holds that? Ilei Maha Rebbe, if you mean this statement of Rebbe, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Zorak. He threw, and Rashi looks at the case, was he was standing in Rosh Hashanah, and he threw Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah. So Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah also needs a Kirena and a Hanacha. He threw it, V'noch Agabi Ziz Kol Shehu, and the item which he threw landed on a Ziz. A Ziz was something which would project out from a wall. Some type of protrusion from a wall was called a ziz, some type of a sill. So it wasn't part of Rosh Hashanah. It was just a rabbin, and there was a wall. So when it was wrong, it had a brick sticking out. It landed on the brick. So it went dalad amis, and it landed on a ziz. But the ziz isn't 4x4. Kolshu, it's kolshu any size. Rabbi Mechayv Mechamim and Parcha. Rabbi says it's chayv. Mechamim says it's potter. So you see that Hanocha, you don't need Hanocha and Dalet al Dalet. It's an obvious question, that's very nice. We still don't know about Akira. We know about Hanocha, but we don't know about Akira. So the Mor could have asked that. But the Mor is going to ask a different, a stronger question. But the Mor could have asked that. Or the Mor is sort of eliminating this is at all not an option. It's not relevant to our discussion at all. The Mor says, "Vucham in parcha." The Mor says, "Hasam." That's not relevant to our discussion. That's obviously not the Rebbe we're referring to. Kedabina in the memory of the Kabbalah, like we're going to say later on. Kedabaya, like Rabbi explains, the Rabbi explains that the case of that they were discussing was not what you I just explained. They landed on a ziz sticking out of a tree. But Hacha be'ilan ha'omed b'rishus harabim. Excuse me, Rishos Yachid. For Noifei, Noifei Rishos Rab. Now, for purposes of our discussion, it wouldn't make a difference where the tree was, but for purposes of what Rabbi was discussing later on, it's relevant to say the tree was in Rishos Yachid. So the trunk of the tree, which was Dalet al Dalet, was in Rishos Yachid, and the branches extended out into the Rishos Rab. The branches were not Dalet al Dalet, and now he threw it for Amis in Rosh Hashanah, and it landed on the branch of the tree in Rosh Hashanah. But it wasn't Dalet al Dalet. So do we say that do we look at the branch as an extension of the tree, and therefore it landed on a Dalet al Dalet?
How could it not be?
Or do you say, right, it landed on something which is not Dalet al Dalet? That's not a Mokum Chashav, having it land on the top branch, a little branch of the tree on the top, a little dinky place. It's not a Mokum Chashav.
It extends all the way into your window.
Okay, fine. But it's not Dalet al Dalet. It's not
the
a great.
Itself,
the branch itself is not Dalet. It's landing on a funny. It's landing on a place that's not a place to hold an item. If the idea that it has to be a place which is made to hold an item, it's not a place made to hold an item. It's not Dalet al Dalet. It's not a Makom Chashav. Or no, we look at it as if it's landing on the tree, and the tree is Dalet al Dalet. Now, once you say that, it's like a land in Rosh Hashanah, which is a separate. That's not our discussion over here. But the discussion over here is the issue of Dalet al Dalet, that you have Dalet al Dalet.
Why don't we have a comparison to the branches and the person's hand? Those are both connected to kind of.
That's true. Again, I think this is what. Who asked me this yesterday with the hands? David Makavos. The hand, because it functions independently of the body, in regards to it functions to hold things different than the way the body functions, so you look at them independently of the guy by that. Even though they're attached in regards to some rishus, in regards to hanocha, a hand is a different type, different function of hanocha than the rest of the body.
Right, but I understand, you know, why you would say that, you know, for this Gemara. But now we have a Gemara that's, I mean, branches are also, you know, it's different than a trunk. A trunk, you know, the branches provide shade, for instance. The trunk doesn't.
I said, in regards to holding something, I think it's easier to have something land on a branch than it to land on a tree. Right? Saying, but but the other hand, that is, I can hear Rebbe said, like Ibn Chashiva said also. I hear that, but a hand is, I mean, a hand, its function is specifically for holding, and the body is not. It's very hard to hold things in your body. Mizark v'noch a knife. He threw it and landed on the knife. The Rebbe Sover mean and shutting knife for Basar Ikroi. Rebbe holds that you literally shutting means to throw, and we halachically look at it as if the knife is together with the Ikr. Rabbanan Sover learn mean and shutting knife for Basar Ikr. You don't say that you go the knife goes Basar the Ikr. Okay. So that's an issue of Dalet al Dalet. This is the way the simple Rashi over here. There's a lot more to the discussion. As you sort of get this feeling, like you look at the Tosfos on this page, which by the way start on Amud Aleph, about halfway down the page, right? The bottom Tosfos has Rashi later on in Daf Ches has the two alternative explanations, which we'll see when we get there. Tosfos likes Rashi's other explanation, not the one I just told you, but for now we'll stick with this one. So that can't be the Rebbe that we're referring to, because that discussion over there, if Rebbe is really a totally different issue, there is Dalet al Dalet according to Rebbe. It landed on the Dalet al Dalet. So that's not our discussion. Excuse me. And we're looking for a place where it did not land al Dalet al Dalet. Eloha Rebbe. So what Rebbe are we referring to? Referring to the following Rebbe, the Tanya. Zerk Rishasarabim. So this is the opposite case that we had before on Amud Aleph. Here it went through a Rishus HaYachid, we went started out in Rishus HaRabim, through the window, came flying through window A, flying out window B, right, or flying through door A and out door B, went straight through the house, and it landed, ended up in Rishus HaRabim on the other side of the house. So it didn't land in the house. So Rebbe's Mechayev, Chum and Poitre. Rebbe holds that it's chayiv. Come and say that it's pot. Vamar of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, and Yehuda Amr Shmuel has a besar that mechayiv hayu Rebbe shtayim. Rebbe holds you chayiv twice. Achas v'shum haitzah, v'achas v'shum hachnasa. Now that's backwards. Really, it's first hachnasa, then haitzah. He's chayiv once for the hachnasa from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, and one for haitzah from the Rishus HaYachid to the next Rishus HaRabim. So here you see there was no akira nor hanocha on the machan dalid. And he's chayiv twice. So we look at it as if there was a hanocha in the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore he's chayiv for hachnasa. And then there was an akira from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and again, now he's chayiv for hitzah. Neither one being on a makam dalet. Amaloi boy, akira, v'loy hanocha, agam makam dalet al dalet. Neither the akira nor the hanocha needs a 4x4. No, so that there are tanoim which hold you chayv and it's holding makam up. That's machloikus. Tosfos is saying that you can't prove from Akiva not saying it what the issue is. But Rebbe who says it obviously is saying that he holds you chayv and holding makam up, and neither one needs dalal dalal. So that is a great source. Mor says no, not a great source either. We learned on that statement of Rebbe, we learned on that din of Rebbe, a statement of Rav Shmuel Damer Tzvah, Rav Shmuel that both said together, Lo Mechayev Rebbe, Ela Berishus HaYachid, Mekaro, Dermina Beisa Kaman Demal Yadomi. Alo She'enu Mekaro, Loi. Rebbe's halacha was not Kluta, it wasn't the simple idea of Kluta Kimisha Huntla, it was a Madrega beyond that. He looks at an enclosed place, which is Rashi that was sosimi called tzad. It was enclosed on all sides. It had four walls and a roof. Halacha looks at it, that's like it's a solid. So it's a solid. It landed on something which is dalet al dalet. So it's not that that's not the Rishus is enveloping it. Halacha looks at this has become a unit, and it was there and landed there inside of it. Al she'enu makor aloy, but if there's no roof, it's not going to be kayit. So that's a separate din, which is would not nothing to do with our discussion at all. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me that hachin nami b'makara. Over here, we're talking about also the case there was a roof over the Rishus HaRabim. Some more says, Hotein and Rishus HaYachid, the case of Rishus HaYachid, that's fine, there was a roof. But we can have Rishus HaYachid, which is a Makara. But Hotein and Rishus HaYachid is going to be Makara. Rishus HaYachid, Makara, Mechayev, but the case of Rishus HaRabim, which is a Makara, is it Chayev? V'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. You have Rishus HaRabim which is roofed over, is potter. Because the source for the dear Rishus HaRabim is from the Midbar, and the Rishus HaRabim in the Midbar, even though it had the Anone HaKovid, that's not called the Makara. So a actual roofed Rishus HaRabim would not be considered a Rishus HaRabim to be Chai. I'm assuming so. Yeah. So, Rebbe's statement is irrelevant to our discussion. So, Rashi. Zorak. He threw Mishus Rabim. It's Chilas Tal of the Seif Tal. He threw in Mishus Rabim from the beginning of four Amos to the end of, at least four Amos. The Nochal Gabiz is he landed on Aziz. In other words, the memory is funny. It should be called Eitz. You're seeing a coastal curry Aziz. Anytime an Eitz sticks out of a tree, out of a wall, that's referred to as Aziz. Rabbi Mechayev, I don't like Deloitte boy. Hanochal Mokam Dalit. You don't need Hanochal Mokam Dalit. Or says no. They're arguing into something else totally. Shadi Noifer Baser Ikroy. Have a Kimunach Mishas Arab. Rishus Rabim al Mokam Dalad, the Ikra Mechashav le Noif. The Ikra gives a Chashivas to the Noif, that the Noif is if the Noif is Dalad. So Rashi doesn't learn it's considered like it's landed in Rishus Yachid. It's not we say that landing on the branch is like it's landing on the Noif, on the Ikra. No, that's not what you're saying. But there's a Chashivas, the Noif of a Dalad al Dalad is also Dalad al Dalad. So it's in Rishus Rabim, but it's only considered, but it's considered Dalad al Dalad. So you don't say that. Mechayev Oyer Rabbi Shtayim, the Havikilo Noch Rishus HaYochid. It went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid and it landed there. Because of a Nechir, Misham, and then it's been uprooted from there. And Vehichnas Rishus HaRabim, and it goes now into the next Rishus HaRabim. The word Vehichnas is definitely misleading. It's a Hitzot Rishus HaRabim. It's now been moved into the next Rishus. I'm a loy Akira boy, but loy Hanocha boy. I got Malcolm Dalit. You need neither Akira or Hanocha needs Dalit al Dalit. Versus no Makara. Sheesh Lagagat has a roof. Command Amalia. Dover Sosim he called Sad. Something which is enclosed on all sides is Havi Kimaloy Chefetzim Agagat. It's like it's totally filled up to the roof. Then Avira Chashav Avra, we don't look at the Avra as an Avra, we look at it as all, it's all this place. Therefore, when you throw something into it, it's considered like it's Munach there. So maybe you'll tell me over here also there's a roof. Hotenach Rishus Yachid, the Balabais is Rishus Yachid, can have a roof. Rishus Rabim, the only setting of Rishus Rabim, Mimukum Slei, but Makari, can the case be that it's roofed? It's not the Emelah Didei Midbar, but Chol Malachas, the Shabbos, the Mishkan Gamri, the Kamon, the Zunder from the Mishkan, the Minitzchum of Parshas Shabbos, the Parshas of Mishkan, the Yakel, the Torah writes the two together, it's how you learn out one from the other, and it has to be done to the Didei Midbar, where there was no roof. So Zemesh just has a Ha'ara, that if you ever says a Rabban, Rashi says it has to have closed on all sides. It has to have four walls and a roof. So the Mishnah, well, maybe the Rishus Rabim also. The Rishus Rabim has four walls and a roof. What's it make it? It's not Rishus Rabim anymore. Like, if everyone's not been done with the Midbar, So obviously the mortar is meant that it has a roof, but it was made for people to go in and out. So what was the Havamina to compare the two? Was that your question? Okay. The Sfasem has asked the question. The Mor could have asked more simply. Fine. The Tosis points out, where did Rav and Shmuel see in Rebbe that Rebbe's logic was his idea of basic command of Mayadami? He says the fact that Rebbe discussed the alternative case of Rebbe Kiva. There was the case of the Mishnah was, this is a Braisa. The case of the Mishnah was Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRabbah. Kibbutz Rebbe says, well, I'll discuss the case of Rishus HaRabbah to Rishus HaRabbah through Rishus HaYachid. Well, if the argument is simply about because of the power of the Ba'ayis, you must change the case. But if Rebbe holds the idea that we hold of Kluta, right, and Kluta works Rishus HaRabbah or Rishus HaYachid, so why do you have to change the case? You could have stated the case of the Mishnah was Rishus HaRabbah the fact that he switched the case indicates there's something specifically about a bias that they made it change the halacha. That's why he had to have the bias in the middle. That's why he changed. Okay.